We're in Simon Reishches Sivtes. Erev Kemach Dochan Ushar Mine Kitnios Im Kemach Shalchameshes Mine Dagan Obishal Bitadera. If you take some flour made out of a bean or flour made out of corn, something like that, one of the non-five grain flours, and you mix it together with flour from the five grains, and you cook it to Mevarech Bar Mizonos Al Mechia. Since it has the five grains in it, it gets the status of a mazonos and al mechia. Vim asam imenu pas, if you make it into bread, mevarech hamotzi berkas hamazon, then it has the status of regular bread, even though it has a mixture of non-5-grain flour in it. Since it has the 5-grain flour in it, it has the status of 5-grain flour, and if you make it into bread, it's hamotzi im berkas hamazon. Says the Mechaber, though v'davka sheyesh ba'oso kemach mechameshes haminim, kedei sheyocham imenu kazayis dagam mechdei achilas pras. There needs to be enough of flour from the five grains that it has the amount that you could eat an olive's worth of that flour in the time that it takes to eat a pras, which we'll say for our sake is 4 minutes. Avam ein bo zeh hashir mechameshes haminim, but if it doesn't have that much flour, it kazayis mechdei achilas pras, then einu mevarech levasot berkas hamazon. You don't bench el betchim avarich hamotzi kevin sheish bo tam dagan avol pisha einbo kezayis vechtei achilas pras. Before you still make the hamotzi, because we know that a bracha rishona, it doesn't matter how much you eat, even if you eat a tiny bit, you need to make a bracha rishona on it. So therefore, you make a hamotzi because it has the five grains in it. However, levasof alamichi, you make an alamichi at the end because you can't make you can't bench on it since it does not have a kezayis vechtei achilas pras of the flour in it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that people find this a little bit odd. Why is it that you make a hamotzi to start with, but then an alamichia at the end? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, who says, no, it shouldn't be. It should really be a boring afashos at the end. But many achronim try to explain the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, they say that a Yerushamayim should not eat this type of bread outside of a Suda. You should not eat bread made from a mixture of the five grains and non-five grains flour if it doesn't have a Kazayis Bechtei Achilas Pras amount of the five grains flour. Also of note, the Mechaber said that you make a hamotzi on it if it has tam dagan to it. But if it doesn't even have any taste of the five grains to it, then you would not make you would not bench on it. Rather, you would make a bar nefesh, a shahakol, and a bar nefeshos on it because it's batel to everything else. The Mechaber continues, V'im bishlo b'kedera, mevarech tchila bar mezonos, v'acharav boreit nefesh. So if you didn't have this requisite amount of kezayis bechtei chilas pras of 5-grain flour, then you make a mazonos beforehand, but you make an alamichya afterwards. Sorry, you are unable to make an alamichya afterwards because you don't have the proper shear, so therefore you make a borin afashos on it instead. Now this comes up very often with cakes and the like. What happens when you have cake and cookies that are made with a flour in it from the five grains, but it doesn't have the kezayis b'tei achilas pras of the flour in it because there's a lot of other stuff mixed into it. There's oil, there's sugar, there's different ingredients, different spices. So are we mitzdarif that to the shear that now you don't have the actual requisite amount of grains that you need in order to make your al hamichya at the end? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the minaga olam is to say that the spices, the sugar, etc., does combine to allow you to make the alamichya. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain why, and there are many achronim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that he doesn't know where this minhag comes from, and therefore, if you don't know that you are eating enough of the grain in the cookies, the brownies, whatever you're eating, if you don't know that there's enough of grain that you are actually eating, that there is a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras of the grain, not including the sugar and the oil and everything else that's mixed in there, then you really shouldn't be making an alamichya afterwards. But it's a suffix, what you should do, what kind of bracha you should make. So therefore, this really should be avoided. One should avoid eating a small amount of cookies where you don't know that you're having a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras of the actual flour. If you really want to, so obviously you could rely on the minhaga olam that the Mishnah Berurah states, but many achronim have a problem with this minhaga olam, and they don't know where it comes from, and therefore they say that it really should be avoided. This also comes up a lot by cereals, that cereals have a large mixture of ingredients. You look at the ingredients sometimes, and it has all different types of flour, and corn flour, and wheat flour, and sugar, etc. So to know if you're able to make an alamichya on the cereal, if you're just having a bowl of cereal, it's probably not so simple. Depends where it is on the list. If wheat flour is the first thing on the list, so it's for sure mazonos, and you'll probably end up having enough to make an alamichya. But if it's a third ingredient on the list, It could even be that you shouldn't make a mezonos, because it could be it's just there to hold the food together, which we know it's batel, and it loses its mezonos. So cereals are really a suffix, so one should really consult a posek who knows the ingredients and how much is in it in order to know what bracha rishona you should make, and to be able to know whether you're even able to make an alamichya if there's enough of a kazayis v'chteichilis pras of the actual grain. And again, this should be taken care of regarding cookies and stuff also. Noodles, crackers, those are all going to be more pashut, but cookies and cakes are going to have a lot more ingredients involved, and one should be careful to try and eat more than the regular amount.